This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. Writing ad copy to fit in a 30-second slot is hard, but if anyone can do it, the folks at Qualy can. Just like their Torque infrastructure automation platform can deliver complex application environments anytime, anywhere, in just seconds instead of hours, days, or weeks. Visit qtorque.io today to learn how you can spin up application environments in about the same amount of time as it took you to listen to this ad.
It's a pretty quiet week on the security front because I am studiously ignoring Robinhood's breach. There's nothing to see here. So ransomware sucks and it's getting worse. Kevin Beaumont wrote a disturbing article earlier this summer that I just stumbled over, so it's new to me, about how we effectively aren't prepared for what's happening in the ransom world space. It's a new battle with new rules and we haven't seen the worst of it by far. Now look, alarmism is super easy to come by, but Kevin is very well respected in this space for a reason. When he speaks, smart people listen. If you do nothing else for me this week, please, please, please be careful with credentials. Don't embed them into apps that you ship to other places. Don't hard code them into your applications. Ideally, for those applications you run on AWS itself, you'll use instance or function or whatever roles that have ephemeral credentials. Because if you don't, someone may steal them like they did with Kaspersky's Amazon SES token and use it for Office 365 phishing attacks. And I found an analysis that I rather liked about the Twitch breach, although I believe they pronounce it Twetch. It emphasizes that this kind of stuff is hard, and it talks about the general principles that you should be considering with respect to securing cloud apps. Contrary to the narrative some folks are spinning, Twitch engineers were neither incompetent nor careless as a general rule. This episode is sponsored in part by something new. Cloud Academy is a training platform built on two primary goals: having the highest quality content in tech and cloud skills, and building a good community that is rich and full of IT and engineering professionals. You wouldn't think those things go together, but sometimes they do. It's both useful for individuals and large enterprises, but here's what makes this something new. I don't use that term lightly. Cloud Academy invites you to showcase just how good your AWS skills are. For the next 4 weeks, you'll have a chance to prove yourself. Compete in four unique lab challenges where they'll be awarding more than $2,000 in cash and prizes. I'm not kidding. First place is $1,000. Pre-register for the first challenge now, one that I picked out myself, on Amazon SNS image resizing by visiting cloudacademy.com/Corey, C-O-R-E-Y. That's cloudacademy.com/Corey. We're going to have some fun with this one. There was an AWS post: implement OAuth 2.0 device grant flow by using Amazon Cognito and AWS Lambda. Awkward title, but I like the principle here. The challenge I have is that Cognito is just so difficult. I don't think I'm the only person who feels this way. Objectively, using Cognito is the best sales pitch I can imagine for FusionAuth or Auth0. I'm hoping for a better story at reInvent this year from the Cognito team, but I've been saying that for 3 years now. The problem with the complexity is that once it's working, huzzah, at great expense and difficulty, you'll move on to other things. Nobody's going to be able to untangle what you've done without at least as much work in the future should things change. If it isn't simple, I question its security just due to the risk of misconfiguration. And this is, I don't know if it's a tool or a tip, but it's kind of both. If you're using AWS, which I imagine if you're listening to this, you probably are, let me draw your attention to Systems Manager Parameter Store. Great service, dumb name. I use it myself constantly for things that are even slightly sensitive. And those things range from usernames to third-party credentials to URL endpoints for various things. Think of it as a free version of Secrets Manager. The value of that service is that you can run arbitrary code to rotate credentials elsewhere, but it'll cost you 40 cents per month per secret to use it. Now, contrasted with that, Parameter Store is free. The security guarantees are the same. Don't view this as being somehow less secure because it's missing the word secrets in its name. Obviously, if you're using something with a bit more oomph, like HashiCorp's excellent vault, you can safely ignore everything that I just said. And that's what happened last week in AWS security. If you've enjoyed listening to this, tell everyone you know to listen to it as well. Become an evangelist and annoy the hell out of people to my benefit. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.